Blog Talk Radio.
Protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more free of speech. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison, my mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames on. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine.
You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind of, they right or they wrong. I call him now, he'll pick up the phone. And it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they post to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from. But I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my young is the vote. I deal with I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no game. Ain't taking no more, let us go from them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep. Cause I'm scared they'll get me, ain't scared to admit it. Some shit I can't mention, it's people who can. Well, here's the chance, I won't take the stand. But I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood. I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Don't be worried about no problems, believe me, everything's gonna be alright. Don't be broken heart, think of me. Think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and you kick the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. I got a special, special guest host today. Jay, what's going on?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Good, man. Yourself? How's everything in New York?
It's kind of very wet over here. We have this tropical storm situation going on right now. You know, Long Island is getting hit real hard, you know, with this tropical storm stuff. But New York City is pretty okay. It's been damp. I haven't seen the sun all day.
That's
been
bad,
in the house,
bad,
you know.
Cool, cool. For the listeners, today, GG After Dark won't be with us. He's handling some other business. So salute to him and his thing that he got going this week, going on this weekend. So, you know, Jay filling in. This is GEI Radio, Necessary Convo, of course, for all the callers. If you want to give out the number, it's 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. If you want to chop it up with myself or Jay, you can press 1. We'll get you on. Or if you want to, you know, listen in online, you can go to GEI Radio, click the link, or necessary_convo and click the link to listen online. And we have a chat as well. So if you're listening online, you can type chat questions and we'll get with you. Today we got a cool show. Got a couple topics we're going to be chopping it up about. We're just going to jump right in. Jay, one of the topics that I wanted to discuss today was work husbands and wives. Are they harmful or harmless? What you think?
Work husbands and wives. So, they work together, right? In a business?
No, no, no. You know how, like, at these jobs, you know, you got.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
are they harmful or are they good?
Are they harmless or harmful?
Well, as long as you have as long as your significant others, you know who you're working with, I think it's harmless. But if they don't and they hear this off and on, but they never met the person, that's where it can become a problem. I think that, you know, there should be full disclosure between couples about that kind of a thing, because people can misconstrue a relationship between a male and a female, you know. So I think that there should be this disclosure to your mate about that situation.
I think it's kind of a touchy thing because, you know, in some cases it could go too far, you know, because you get comfortable with these people because you work with them every single day. So I think the more and more you flirt or, you know, allow certain things to happen, the more comfortable the other person get and they can get out of hand. So I think with me, it's best to not even engage in that, especially if you're in a relationship, but not even to engage in it because, you know, it could be a situation where, you know, maybe your wife or your husband come to the job and, you know, the person that you flirt with every day decide that he still want to do it. You get what I'm saying? It can end up bad.
Well, now you brought something up different because now you're talking about if there's a spark between the two people that are working together. I was just saying, like, if you're working with your woman, and you say work husband or work wife, then, you know, and you jokingly say that to your real husband or real wife, then I think that should be a meaningful thing. But if there's something in between, a spark between these people, and that's totally different. You know, that you've got to draw some lines, because what's going to happen is you're going to tell people intimate details about your relationship at home. And that's where I think some people feel is a cheating aspect that's there, because more than the physical stuff, if you would give people your personal information at home, what's going on, I think people feel a certain way about that more than the physical stuff to a certain degree. Physical stuff is bad. Trust me, it's bad. But when you start sharing intimate details, like, you know this and know this about my man or my woman, that's where I think, you know, things really, really start to disintegrate the marriage at home, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, and it's crazy because this type of thing happens a lot. Like, I've actually seen two married, I won't say what job I worked at, but I've actually seen two married people, man and woman. You know, it went from flirting, just playing around, to actually being in a real relationship at the job. You know what I'm saying? Like, and both of them, one had a husband, one had a wife. So that's why I said it, you know, you're around these people every single day. So I think it's best to just not even engage in that type of play, because sooner or later, you know, maybe you have a bad day at home or something and you entertain it and it can just get out of hand. You know what I mean? Especially if, like I said, if the other person is single, they don't have nothing to lose. So they don't care. And they used to you allowing them to do it. So it's no time or no cutoff time for you to, you know, like, say, like, if your husband or your wife came in there, they can still do it. It's, you know, that's what they're used to doing. So it can end bad, man. So I think that when it comes to stuff like that, especially if you marry, I think you should don't even engage in it. Don't get it started. And that way people have a idea from the beginning, you know, not to play like that.
But you know what? I think, this is the thing. Listen, we're all human beings, right? We all see things that are attractive and are attracted to certain things. But then there's a line you got to go draw in the sand when you see somebody else. You understand? So you cannot stop the innate nature of a human being, be it male or female, about being attracted to somebody else. But you have to draw a line in the sand on how far you can go, what you should not be doing. Now, if you have an intensive job, like, I worked on Wall Street for about 20 years, and I found out things after I left my job that people have relations with their secretaries or the managing partners at this particular job. And it's like, I had no idea what was going on, but the guy was spending 10, 12 hours at the job working late, finishing up paperwork, and the admins will hang around with them. You understand? So guess what happens? You're going to develop a relationship. You're obviously going to develop a closeness working with somebody intensely on a particular project or in the other position. Even like if you're in the entertainment business and you have spent hours in the studio or hours on the set, I mean, it happens. You hear about these Hollywood couples that have, you know, these relationships with somebody on a set because the wife or the husband is like in Austria and they're in Hollywood and it just happens that it grows. So it's naturally that particular way. But you have to recognize that as the man or woman, like, oh, shoot, what's going on here? Why am I attracted to knowing that I have somebody else? What am I missing or what's really going on here? You know, so I think you can't, sometimes, like I said, human beings are attracted to other human beings. So, but you gotta kind of like question yourself, like, why is this happening? Is there something going on in my relationship at home? Or is it because I need to be around, you know, I need this kind of love and affection all the time or whatever. So it's interesting to figure that out, how, and it's interesting to hear what the callers say about how that works. How do you could be work with somebody extremely attractive and you're like, you got somebody at home, but how do you keep that suppressed? You know?
So is it the time? So is it more of because you're around this person all the time that you start to, I guess, develop, I don't want to say feelings, but a certain type of attraction for them? That's what you're saying?
Well, I think first of all, it could be from a visual standpoint. If you start working with somebody over a particular project, right, and you spend hours and hours with them on a weekly basis, you're not only going to talk about work. You understand? It's going to spill out into personal, my child or my aunt, my mom or my wife or my husband. So, we're human beings. We go to work. But that's what we do. But we still feel the same emotions. So when you're on a job experience, it's not only business, it's also social too. Some of my best relationships are people that I know from the job that we still talk to this day. So I think that the individual has to know that it only stops here at work. Even though you're sharing, you may share personal stuff with them. But let's say you're going through a turnover with your wife or your husband at home. You know, if that's the case and you come home to work and somebody can listen to you, say, listen, I know we work together, but I want to bounce something off of you. So you sit down at lunch, you're talking, and you realize, wow, this person already understands. You know, and then over a period of time, while you're dealing with your issues at home, you come to this person for comfort, right? And it could turn into something. I mean, like I said, you know, but do you know when the line to cut off? I think that people should be really open with their significant other about feeling a certain way. I know my dad told me growing up, he said, listen, if you're involved with somebody and you're feeling that it's not working out, let them know beforehand. It's what we should do. That is not instead of cheating on them. You know, but a lot of people don't do that because of fear of losing something. You understand? So I think that, you know, we have to be able to develop better communication skills with our significant other when things are not going right. Let them know what's up, get some help with it, or you know, let it go and be what it is, you know? So, but
yeah, I think, no, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I already said, I think you cross the line, man or woman, the minute you start speaking on your relationship to somebody at your job, personal stuff, you know what I mean? Like personal, I think that's where
yes.
The line is already crossed. So now, these people now know how to play the game with you. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm that other person, my intentions might just be to sleep with you, but I'm going to fake like I know, you know, I'm with you or I know your pain and all that because you're giving me all the ammo. So I think
Absolutely. Once you know
kids and stuff like that, like, oh, my kid plays sports, da-da-da-da, that's cool. But you shouldn't. A man or a woman should never say, my wife or my husband. What you think about my husband doesn't come home or my wife be out doing this. Like, I think that's when, you know, things can go real wrong. But before we get and jump into that, let's get a caller on. 9523 GEI Radio, you on?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Hello.
Good.
How you doing?
Hi. Doing good. This is a really interesting topic. So I've been sitting over here listening to the both of you and your, you know, the feedback that you've been giving, the work husband, work wife situation. I've never participated in it. I've seen it happen. I think kind of how Jay explained it about the admin stand behind. And just colleagues, when people work closely together, because like you said, kind of piggybacking on what you already said, you spend a lot of time, you spend 8 to 10 hours a day with these people. So there's no way that you're not going to develop some sort of relationship, friendship, you know, but we as individuals are responsible for what those relationships look like. And I think it, at the end of the day, it goes back to your moral compass, and how you respect your relationship at home, your significant other, with your wife, with your husband, with your boyfriend, or what have you. I've seen, you know, wives show up at the job, you know, hot because they found out about some, you know, and of course they're coworkers. So now you're at liberty of losing your job, losing your livelihood because of a moment of passion. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, you've heard, what was it, like death, people that have killed people because of passion crimes. Because they've caught their significant others cheating or what have you. And so this thing can get very real and can be very dangerous. But I think, too, it's all in the wordplay. And I think, Tony, you said right before I came on, like you crossed the line when you had that conversation about your intimate, you know, whatever intimately is going on at home, whether it's trouble in Denmark, whatever the case may be, you do cross the line. And that's why it's important to have a confidant outside of work, like, you know, that good girlfriend that gives you sound advice, non-judgmental advice, the sound advice on that relationship, or you actually talking to your whole spouse about it and not sharing that information with your coworkers. I remember years ago, my ex, my kid's father, as a matter of fact, he said that when him and his ex-wife were going through their divorce, he ended up having this relationship with he ended up getting into this relationship. Well, what happened was the relationship that he got into with this young lady, she was a dental assistant at where his wife used to go with her teeth. Now, she's talking to the dental assistant about how her husband likes it and what he does and, girl, he's putting it down, blase, blase. Now, the dental assistant, her radar is up. She's like, oh, word? So when they go through their, you know, situation, they're going through a divorce. Now the dental assistant is using everything that the ex-wife has told her about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to be careful how and who you share. You know, I'm one, like, even with my best friend, we've been friends for years, and I'm a private person off the rip, but I just don't share what goes on in the bedroom. Like, that's just, we don't have those kind of conversations. We just don't.
Yeah.
We just don't. And I just think that you have to define that for yourself and roll with it.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah,
I
totally agree. I think that, you know, there are going to be some serious, solid relationships that you make on the job, right? And you have to know, you have to understand that person's kind of mindset, knowing if they're a solid person as a individual before you share things with them. But there's also the ones the two you guys talked about, where the ones that are underhanded and would try to actually interfere and destroy your relationship because you're sharing this information. So there are people that are good people that you work with, and there are people that are very sneaky. And I've experienced some things with that already. You know, in my 20s when I started working in Wall Street, and it was a particular young lady that I liked, but I knew we were equal, so we weren't like, it was like a, you know, while it's over her or whatever. We were flirting the job, you know, we would flirt, and, you know, I we never got to that point where we actually got involved, but, you know, well, to be honest, yeah, she stormed into my office and tried to, like, you know, kind of make a move on me, and I was like, yo, hold on a second, like, you can't do this here. Right, it was a Christmas time, nobody was in the office, whatever, and she came through or whatever and tried to do that. And then come to find out later, I had no idea that she was engaged to somebody else. But what she was trying to do was with the dude that she was involved with was marry him to get papers so she was going to the country legally, right? Then my boy told me on the job, told me, why are you messing with her? Because I've been messing with her for the past, like, 8 months. So, you know, you just need you need to, you know, it's hard because you have to be able to check out and see who you're telling your business to. You may have to test them. If you really want to build a relationship with somebody that's platonic on the job to talk about your business. But I was talking about how you guys were talking just now. I would just stay away from that. I keep myself private on the job. I don't tell nobody my business. I just go to work, do what I have to do. If I do make a connection off-site, I've kind of put that person through the ringer first before I'm able to share my personal information. You know, so it's a funny subject, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I totally agree.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes. I was just going to share this one last experience. You know, as a single woman, I remember this guy starting when I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. I remember this guy, you know, for season new. So, you know, when new people show up, everybody was like, you're trying to figure out if they married, they single, what's their status. And so he worked in the office very closely with another young lady, but he was married. So when I tell you this, brother, I always share this story because I just, like, it was, I had never heard it or have seen anybody do what he had did. And so this young lady started wearing, like, shorter dresses. You know, she always coming around his cubicle. And he finally told her one morning, she had come in early. And he said, listen, he said, I don't mind helping you. I've noticed, like, every day you have a question. He said, but I'm married. I love my wife. These are my daughters. Pointed at his daughters on his desk. He's like, these are my daughters. This is my wife. I love my wife. So if you, you know, I don't mind helping you. You need some help with work stuff, but like the small talk, I'm not here for that. And I was like, wow. I mean, like, and it was like the office talk because he wasn't trying to like put her on, but he was like basically trying to let her know, like, I see what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm a married man. Like, yep. I'm not, you know, you're not about to easily persuade me like that. I love my wife. These are my daughters. I'll help you with work stuff, but don't keep coming around here asking me questions, trying to engage me every 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like the first thing, like before I started my business and I was working and stuff, I always made sure that my wife came to the job. Like, you know, whatever it was, like walked her in and said, hey, everybody, this is, you know, my wife or whatever like that. Because people do little sneaky stuff like that. And you never know, like you said, like if you start telling people your business, they know how to move on you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
yep.
you don't understand that, but they'll know how to move on you because you done told them everything. You know what I mean? You done said, oh, she ain't doing this, or she do this, or I like when she wear this, she don't wear this. And now you got your coworkers starting to come work with sexier stuff on and stuff that you like, and you don't even know that you're doing that to you. So, that's, I mean, you know. I would keep it king, you know, politics, you know, regular small talk, but nothing that has to do with your relationship, especially if you're married.
Definitely. Absolutely. New weather and sports. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
All right. Have
you're
a good
welcome.
Night.
Have a good night. Yeah. Yeah, that's especially this day and age now with people who, and like I'm saying, you know, if somebody is being sexually harassed on the job, you know, be it male or female, you have to take those things into account and listen to those things. But there are people who would try to take advantage, you know, and say, well, you know, you flirted at me, you touched my so-and-so, and you never did that, you know, and it becomes now a situation. So the job atmosphere has changed so much because I know I started working in 1987, so I was, you know, I'm a little older, so I've seen how things have changed on the workforce. I remember working at a lot of big companies and how much flirting used to go along with the managing partners and the admins, and it was crazy. You cannot do that today. You cannot, and you should not do that today. You know what I'm saying? Keep that stuff, you know, away from the job because, you know, it causes a lot of problems. Now, we are human beings and we can have a genuine interest in somebody, but you have to really state, you have to talk about it and be serious about it. You cannot be in a way where it becomes a problem. But then you also have to know whether that person you are looking to get involved with is going to be a problem too. You know what I'm saying? So it really is a touchy subject. I say don't do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Jay, like you said, we all human. So, like, I tell my wife, and my wife tell me all the time, like, I'm pretty sure you've seen an attractive man outside of me. Like, I would be a fool to think that you know, that's just common sense.
Right.
It's not about what you see or what you like. It's what you act on. You get what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
If you're in a relationship, it's cool. Like, okay, you know, you think he's handsome or you think this dude is this, that's cool. But when you go to them, start talking about our business, that's a whole nother conversation. So, like I said, when it comes to that job stuff, man, you just got to keep it at politics, sports, kids. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, maybe if you go out, party or whatever, that's cool. But anything that's going on in your household, because you don't even know how long you're going to be at the job. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So,
right, exactly.
Just keep that stuff.
But unfortunately, it's not going to change, you know. So you just have to advise people that not to do it and tell people that, it just saves you a lot of headache. It's not going to change because, again, people always going to try. Like, if you think about it, a guy who robs a bank knows that if he gets caught, he goes to jail, right? But people are still trying to rob banks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people are still going to try to do whatever they do on the job. And then it's worse when it's a person who's in charge trying to, get somebody that's below them. That's the worst, because that could be very abusive at the same time.
And in some cases, for instance, like the situation I was telling you about earlier when I was working at this job, and I actually asked the lady, I'm like, yo, don't you know what you're doing? And she was like, you know, my husband don't tell me I'm beautiful. He tell me I'm beautiful. He tell me I look good. So it could be little problems at home that, you know, somebody start giving you that attention and you start feeling like this is something to do. So it could be a lot of things why, a lot of situations why people, you know, indulge in that stuff. But I would say it's not worth it because it can end bad. It can be real bad.
I'll tell you one more story that happened with me. So I was working again in another, Wall Street situation. And I was like probably 25, 26 years old. So I went for my interview at the job. I went to a temp agency and I met the person I was working with, the boss, and she was fine, like drop dead, like the body, the whole nine. So sat up in there and I just noticed she was kind of flirt with me during the interview. And I was like, what is going on here? Now, I told nobody about it, right? But I worked there for about 2 years afterwards, and she would always be flirting, but never making a move because she was married, right? So I just tested her out. So the time I was leaving the job, you know, I I bought her birthday card, gave her a card and said, yo, let's go to – she says, nah, I'm married. So she did all of that just to flirt. You understand what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I was a young whippersnapper. She was probably mid-40s, the whole nine. But these are the things that people don't understand. Like when people who are above you, first of all, she probably wouldn't get no attention at home. So she wanted to have, you know, she liked the fact that a young man was giving her that attention. But I was scared.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't make a move on her. But that was just a situation. Like, you really got to watch out for people, even people entrapping you. You know, she could have had him entrap me. Who knows? Because she could have been sick in the head. So anytime you see some craziness, man, just walk away from it no matter what, because I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy out there.
Facts. So let's move on. We still got time going fast. But let's move on to the next topic. I think that we got through to some people. Just don't engage. Let me ask you this, Jay. Would you have a problem with your mate booking a solo trip somewhere without you?
She's going with a girlfriend?
Wife, girlfriend?
No, spouse. No, is she going with somebody or is by herself?
By herself.
by itself. If I trust my woman, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But you know, the thing about it is that where are you going? If you're going to a retreat where it's about getting back to your center or whatever, you know, yeah, you have these retreats where you go to do yoga, eat proper foods, you get cleanse your body or whatever, that's fine. So I think everybody needs some alone time. Even in a marriage or a relationship, you need to have that alone time to recharge your batteries. But if you're going to, like, you know, Freaknik in Atlanta by yourself and you're married to me, that's a problem. Like, what are you looking for? More sirloin? I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So I'd have a problem with that. And so, well, this day and age right now, people traveling by themselves, I wouldn't suggest that to my wife to do that. You know what I'm saying? Just go with a girlfriend or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it depends, but it would, and what and where she's going. So, you know, if we have that kind of relationship, we can talk about anything and say, listen, I need some time to recharge my batteries and get away. Fine, that's fine. You can do that. But it depends on where you're going and what you're doing, because, you know, that would probably debate my reaction to it.
Yeah, I would have a problem with it for both reasons, for safety reasons and, like, if, let's say if she wasn't going to Freaknik or nothing, but, she, you know, she was just going to an island to vacation. She just wanted to go by herself. It would be weird to me, but I would have a problem with it, like you say, for safety reasons. Like, you're by yourself. Like, it's not a homegirl.
Yep.
It's not a sister or anybody with you. So in the back of my mind, even if the case was she just wanted to have alone time and free her mind, in my mind, I would think that she's meeting somebody there and she's not taking a homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Or a sister or even a brother or somebody. You get what I'm saying? I don't know why you want to go somewhere far by yourself like that with a husband. And I'm pretty sure women would feel the same way. Ladies, let us know. If your husband just wanted to go to an island or another country or something by himself without you, would that fly? So hit one, let us know. Once we get the callers on that, we'll chop it up about that. But the next question, question that we got was, in a relationship, kind of bouncing off this, how important is alone time?
Oh, it's very important. I think it's very important. I think that sometimes you want to be with your thoughts. You want to be by yourself. Just not, you know, your husband or your wife is not annoying. It's just a matter of just really being that time to really kind of inter-reflect. I think that's important. And it gives you a chance to miss your mate at the same time, too. Sometimes we up under somebody all the time. You know, it could be a situation. Now, it depends upon, like I said, the relationship, whether – if you are two people coming into a relationship that always been alone for a very long time, you know, that's where you may treasure that, but you love being together, of course. Now, if you've grown together into that type of relationship, that's a whole different story where you're used to being with each other all the time, you know? So I think it depends on how it kind of works out, you know, but I think that alone time is good for people, you know? And I like what you said before with that other question where, you know, if you're going to France or to Bermuda by yourself, I would be starting to sound a suspect of what that's all about. You understand what I'm saying? That would be a little bit suspect and going so far away, because I would never go someplace by myself if I'm not going in to meet somebody that already lives there. You understand? Or maybe meeting up with somebody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that would be definitely a red flag, you know, for females too and for males also. Why are you traveling to Jamaica by yourself? You
by
know
yourself,
nobody
exactly.
There. You must be meeting somebody over there. You know, so that'd be a huge red flag, because nobody goes there by themselves. Think about it. Unless you have family over there.
Yeah. So that goes to say, like, the alone time. I guess the alone time would be what type of alone time? You know, like,
right,
a trip.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. So, okay, by you being in New York, right, let's say your wife says, you know, Jay, I just want some alone time. I'm going to Jersey for the weekend. Would that be a problem?
No, that wouldn't be a problem, but, like, know where, who are you going to, you know, where you're going in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? That's just out of respect because we were married and we lived together. Where are you going to be? So I know. You know what I'm saying? That's the safety reasons and also just to know who you're with. Because, again, in these times, you've got to, even me, I'm a man of age, and I still tell my parents where I'm going because so somebody knows exactly where I'm at. If something were to go down, you can't just up and leave my house and not say it, not be respectful, or just not nobody know where you're at. People go missing. People go missing. Put it to you that way. So it depends on where she's going. She's going to a retreat that I know of that's a yoga retreat or something like that, and it's just for, you know, single people by themselves or whatever. That's fine. You know, at least I know where she's at.
So her telling you where she's going is, so that would be cool for you in state. I mean, long as she's not leaving the country, it would be cool for her to travel by herself.
Yeah, if it's in the tri-state area, yeah, that's fine. New Jersey, Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? I can get to her.
I was just about to say that. So you feel like that because it's somewhere you can drive to her, you can get to her quick. To me it wouldn't matter if it's in state or out state. I just, you by yourself. You know, you're not going somewhere. I mean, you're not like going to get a massage and then come back home. You get what I'm saying? That's cool. Or you're not going to get a pedicure and come back home. You're talking about staying somewhere by yourself. Ah, that's just pretty hard, man.
I think, okay, when you put it by yourself, like, where is my wife going in New Jersey? That, in your mind, where would she be going?
I don't know. I just said Jersey because I know it was close. So I wanted to get your opinion on to see how if answer would change it because she's close. Yeah, she's not coming home.
She's going for the weekend. Well, yeah. I mean, if you have a relationship with your significant other, then they'll tell you exactly where they're going to be. You understand? And yes, because it's that close. And again, if she's going overseas somewhere to see somebody, that's fine because I know that person or I've heard that person. But if it's by herself, I cannot get to her. That's a problem, right? If she's going to New Jersey just to go to New Jersey, for what? You understand what I'm saying? If it's not, you know what I'm saying? Go to, you know, so I just think that close proximity is fine, right? So I know I can get to her. But if you're just going to Jersey to be overnight to go to Jersey, that raises questions right now. You know what I'm saying? If there's nobody you're seeing over there, then where the hell are you going?
Yeah.
You know, but that's, I think that you got to just, I think you got to tell your significant other where you're going because that's safety reasons plus trust issues too. I mean, if you know, if you've been around married for a long time and you know that they're going to a spot where it's the brother's house or the friend's house or whatever the case may be. Now, I think that there's another dynamic in this, right? So, let's say, and it's a whole other question, but let's say your wife has a male friend and they're just totally platonic. You've known her for a very long time. If you're going over to spend some time with him, is that a problem for you? Even though you know him as a brother, like, or whatever the case may be. Or would you have a problem with that? You know what I'm saying? Her going over there to spend some time with him.
No, like, long as it was when we met. Like, if I met him, like, when me and her was friends and then we got serious and he was around, then cool. You get what I'm saying? Because I got a chance to be around him for a long time. But if you just can't pop out with a new male friend, like, oh, that's my friend. Like, it got to be something that was from the beginning. You know, if it's something from the beginning, then I can't not tell her that she can't be around somebody she already been hanging around before me. You know what I mean? Even if it's something else, it sooner or later it's gonna, you know, come out. But as long as it was, you know, before me, then I wouldn't be able to be like, okay, now you with me, you can't hang with him. And nah, it's cool. Like, all right, cool. Because I'm pretty sure throughout the relationship, y'all done did some stuff together. You know what I'm saying? That's your homeboy. So I'm pretty sure it's been times y'all was in the, he told you pull up on him in the club or whatever the case may be. So I'm cool with that because I already knew going in that that was your homeboy. But yeah, just randomly, like, you know, maybe we in a relationship for 2-3 years and then you tell me something but a home, nah, that's not going to fly.
So and let me ask you this. So how do you feel about, you know, let's say you have a female friend that your wife knows or whatever the case may be, and she comes out to you, and this could be male or female, and they say, well, you know what, I've been having feelings about you for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let you know that. You know, it would how would you how would you react to that? Because you probably never had that feeling about her, but she's had that feeling about you. You know, and sometimes best friends feel the same way about each other and not say anything at all. But how would you feel about that?
That relationship would be done right there.
It'd be done, right?
It would be done. Yeah, it would have to be because now you're looking at me different than you're supposed to. You get what I'm saying? Once you tell me that, the relationship is over. Like, I have to cut that. Because from that point on, you're not looking at me as a friend. You're looking at me like I'm trying to get him. So, yeah, that relationship
over.
And I think it should go both ways for a man or a woman. Like, if you've been friends with somebody for a long time and they come out and tell you something like that, it has to be, you have to cut ties. Like, that has to be done because it's going to be a problem. It's going to end up in a problem.
I think for me, when I meet a female and I'm interested in that particular way, you know, I kind of let them know that I see that because I don't want, you know, because again, that's going to be excruciating for me knowing that she just wants to be friends, but I feel a certain way that thing ended, that you know immediately how I feel. And I've had that happen a couple of times where it didn't end in my favor, but at least I was honest with her how I felt. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's excruciating. Like when you actually attracted this person that probably doesn't feel the same way about you, or maybe is just not in a headspace, the timing is not right, at least they know exactly, you know, how you feel. But yeah, that'll have to end if I know that you're with, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm married and all of a sudden telling me this stuff. Like, what the hell is that all about? You know what I'm saying? So I tell people to be upfront. Definitely be upfront with the person that you're around.
So, Jay, let me ask you this. So if you approach somebody like that, and you let them know how you feel, and then, you know, they tell you, no, I'm not, I don't look at you like that. Or whatever the case may be to, you know, say no. Could you still be around them? Could you
know
still,
what?
Like, go places and kick it with them and drink with them and stuff like that? Like, could you do that?
Nah, I can't. And it's a great question because the times that it's happened, I couldn't continue. I couldn't, I just couldn't. And I had to tell him that too. I had to tell him that also. So nah, I couldn't do it. To be honest, nah, I couldn't. Because I always be thinking about, and my feelings are different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not no friend. We buddy buddy. You know what I'm saying? So nah, I couldn't do that.
yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Could you do that?
No, like once you like if you talk, you know. I'm not upset with you because, you know, of course you have the right to say yes or no, but it would just be kind of weird me kicking it around you knowing that I want to, you know, I like you in a different way. So I just will remove myself. It would be, you know, it's kind of messed up that it got to be like that because maybe it was somebody that you, you know, business or something with, but you got to remove yourself from that because, again, your intentions are different. So even though she said no, you still looking at her at these events or when y'all out with friends, you still looking at her like, man, I want her. So you just got to remove yourself
exactly.
From that.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely got to remove yourself from that.
And the thing about it is when it goes on too long, like if you wait too long to say something and then she says no, then that's where it really hurts. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in the beginning stages, like, yo, check this out. You know, I won't be your friend. I'm like, really want to get to know you and have a relationship. And then it doesn't hurt that much because you realize, all right, no problem. But if you start to develop something, you know, this is why I tell dudes, like, yo, just be straight with somebody, straight up. share with a female straight up about how you feel. And if you feel that particular way, don't let it get long on to that friend zone stuff, because then that's when it's done. Done. You don't get pulled out,
probably.
You know. So it's your time. And sometimes it's timing. You know, the girl may think that she's interested because she knows you're a great guy and you've always been there or whatever the case may be, and it'd be the wrong time. But, you know, those, for me, in my experience, that never returns. That they come back and say, you know what, you know, let's see what we can do. And at that time, you done moved on.
If you tell me no,
yep.
You can't come back and then say, oh, yeah, you know. Even if I still felt like, you know, I liked you, but it's like, you know, I already asked you. You said no, so I'm cool on that. I'm not going.
But it would have to be, it has to be really, really something has to change. And I guess both individuals, in order to actually see something different the second time around. You know what I'm saying? I've never had those second time around to know how that would go down. But, you know, it's possible that you got people who find each other later on in life. You know, that's possible.
It's kind of different. If we dated and it didn't work out, but it wasn't like horrible. And then later on in life, like me and my wife, like we dated, it didn't work out. Years later, we reconnected and it worked perfectly. That's cool. But if you tell me no, you know, like if you tell me no, like, no, I don't look at you like that. Or no, I don't want to be with you or something like that. Even if, you know, it's nice or whatever. Okay, I'm cool with it. I'm not, you know, super upset with you, but you're not going to be able to spin around and come back and be like, hey, now I'm failing you. Or that's not going to happen. It won't work.
For me. I'm sure there's probably stories of that coming back around, but highly likely that happens all the time.
Yeah,
highly likely,
I'm pretty sure.
Because, again, you know, it's an ego thing sometimes. It's like, nah, man. You know, you knew what I was bringing to the table, because then, you know, and you know, for me personally, I had this kind of savior complex, and I didn't realize that. And later on, I realized that sometimes relationships I had with certain women, I was probably trying to save them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you realize what you have right now, and you say no to it, and then you want to come back around, which has happened to me. On a few occasions where people say, yo, I realize I fucked up, da da da. I'm like, nah, son, I'm all right. That shit done settled. You know what I'm saying? Because you wanted to deal with those other dudes who you knew were a piece of crap. But then again, see, I look at it from both angles sometimes, like the female's angle. Like, you know, maybe she's used to that type of thing and not being treated a particular way or treated well. And then when they get to realize that, then they realize that, oh, you know, this dude treated me pretty particular well. This is what I was looking for. I couldn't really articulate it, you know. But for me personally, I don't go back. You know, it's very rare that I've ever gone back. You know, I've always kept it going forward and wish them well, of course. Nothing, of course, not wishing them bad, wish them well. Even the ones who've done me dirty, like, because, again, they end up calling me anyway, talking about, and I'm like, hey, you know, I wish you well.
Definitely, man. I want to, Jay, super, let me just say this real quick. So I'm putting Gigi on blast. Gigi forgot to tell me that he had something going on tonight. So he remembered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got a couple people, you know, I could call, and I called Jay, and I don't know what he was doing, but he dropped everything and joined the show, man. I appreciate it. Super dope show. Again, Jay, thank you for joining me.
No problem. Anytime, man. Your brothers do a great job on this show, and anytime I can help out, you just give me a call.
Definitely. Gigi will be back next week, you know, to keep it going, so that's cool. Jay, let everybody know, you know, where they can find you at, your Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, follow me on the gram at J Bertet, that's JAY_BERTETE. You can catch me there on the gram. Facebook is J Bertet, and also Twitter is JAY_BERTETE. you can catch me there and check me out. Send me a note, see what we got going on. You know, I'm into a lot of different things. So, you know, it'd be great to kind of fellowship with people and find out what they think, you know. So thanks for the opportunity to fill in for the great brother Gigi. It's been a great opportunity. Thank you so much.
Definitely. And, you know, since he's not here, I'm still going to give out his Instagrams and stuff like that. Make sure you follow my partner, Gigi. I know Instagram is at Gigi After Dark and at I'm Rob Malloy. I think that's what it is. Hopefully I said that right. I know the website is ggafterdark.com, I think. So make sure y'all check him out. Facebook is I'm Rob Malloy, Robert Malloy, the two joints that I know. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on all social media platforms at GEI underscore tone. You can follow the radio show on all social media platforms at GEI radio. And if you want to follow the Necessary Convo page, it's necessary underscore convo. Again, shout out to all the listeners, everybody for calling in. Checking in with us. We here each and every Sunday at 7 p.m. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
Peace.